Finally, the Cerebral Edge has come back to Saturday. My best rock impression because my man has the rock t-shirt on. We're back here again with Joe Ruggiero. And I got to take my hands out of my pockets when I say that, right? Because you got that Italian.
You got to have those fingers pinched at the top. Pinch them at the
right,
top. Yeah.
All right. So welcome back, Joe.
Thanks,
Tell
Chris.
People a little bit about yourself, what you're up to.
Yeah, so I'm a holistic health coach and a fitness trainer. I've been doing it for a very long time. It's been a way of life for me, probably a little more than 20 years, and moved to Colorado about 5 years ago to just be part of, like, everybody jumping into that fitness realm. It just seemed like this is a great place to launch off.
Heck yeah, man. I mean, coming to Colorado, especially right now,
yeah,
people are starting to get outside, right?
Big time, yeah. I mean... Honestly, I love the weather here. I'm from Vermont. I mean, I went over that the last one there. We met up, but it's these winters are easy, man. Super soft. We get to enjoy, like, today is like summertime out there.
Right.
You know, I came in with my shorts t-shirt, but last week it was like, you're lucky if you don't have a jacket. It's like, what the heck is going on? But it's really nice to have those Indian summers throughout the winter, because back home in Vermont, you get summer, winter usually starts probably say mid-October, and usually you still have snow on the ground in June.
Yeah, same thing when I was growing up in Michigan, right? Those
yeah.
were some cold winters,
yep.
and you could be double-layered, and you go out, and that wind would just still hit your soul.
Did you have
right?
the dampness, too? Like real damp, like everything's bone-chilling.
Oh, yeah, everything was like, yeah.
Compared to here being dry.
Being dry, right?
Yeah.
And you can go out, and you can still have a good time, even when it's snowing out, right?
Yeah.
It's still not too bad.
I mean, honestly, some people think I'm crazy, but, you know, for being used to the cold that I was used to now, I mean, 20 degrees, I'm still walking from the building to my car with a t-shirt on, because the sun out here is a totally different game. It's a game changer for me. And then the dry cold, it just, like, I just don't feel it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And because you don't feel it is kind of what we're talking about today a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe is here to give you some excellent quality tips on hydration.
Yeah.
How to stay hydrated, all that stuff that we're going to get into after the break. But Joe has been training people, and I'm sure he's training people outside right now. What are some fun workouts you have been doing outside right now?
So right now, like, actually, I just did a workout yesterday. I have a heavy bag, you know, the one that you hang up, you punch out. So I have a heavy bag that I have people flipping. I got slam bags for, like, that big explosiveness. Plus, it's super fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what I like to do is, like, to create a workout that's fun for each individual, also getting what they want out of it to reach their goals that they would like to achieve. So yesterday we were out in the park, we were slamming the bag around, we were flipping the big heavy bag, we were punching and kicking it, because I do a lot of kickbox training in there, and just kind of mix it in there with weights and stuff. It's a blast, man, and people love throwing and slamming stuff, I have to say.
Especially after a hard week at work, right?
Yeah.
Getting out there. And that's why your brand name is a different type of strong,
100%,
right?
Yep.
Because, you know, it doesn't mean you have to be in the gym, right?
No.
Lifting weights and stuff
like that. And these are people, too, that I'm working with that are, you know, 74 years old, 13 years old, such crazy different places in life, you
mm-hmm.
know? Some of them never even worked out before, 45 mm-hmm. years old, just coming off the couch. So I want, and there's still a strength within that, coming
mm-hmm.
off the couch, like maybe just focusing on what got you off the couch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Maybe what would work best for you is, like, say, what put you on the couch, and now you want to kind of, like, maybe it was a person that said something to you, something that impacted your life, and you just kind of want to prove it wrong.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
So, like, whatever that strength is, wherever it comes from, for whatever age group, that's what I want to focus on.
I remember when I first started my personal training career, and I started working with some kids. I had two kids that actually wanted to train with me. And
yeah.
I'm going, okay. And they were kind of into it, but kind of not. So I would make it fun for them, right?
Yeah.
And when people play, they don't think about working out, right? So I'd have them play tag outside.
Yeah.
And they would play for, like, a full hour straight, be drenched, sweating, like, just exhausted. But at the end of it, I'm like, did you guys have a good workout? And they're like, what do you mean?
They didn't even know.
They didn't even think about
yeah.
it, right?
I mean, I had a woman that thought I was kind of crazy. Her son there, she wanted him to be trained a certain way, and he's really big into soccer and stuff. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I tried to train him very specific and kind of in the manner that is traditional, say. So it wasn't working out, like you're saying. He wasn't receiving it. He didn't really care for it. So what I ended up doing was I changed it up so he didn't really want to do all the punching and stuff, but he wanted me to, he didn't mind learning how to hold pads. So I was like, man, if you want to hold pads, dude, I'll throw some punches at you and kicks. Let's see you block it. We do that type of stuff 45 minutes. Kid's sweating, drenched. He's getting stronger because he's feeling it because of the resistance and stuff, you know. And it's in a sense, it looks like he's training me, but he's getting all the benefit out of it, plus the confidence in it.
Yeah, I love that. We're going to be right back with a Cerebral Edge on KPPF Power Talk Radio, back with Joe. We're going to talk about some hydration tips so you can get the most out of your performance. Welcome back to the Cerebral Edge. I'm your coach, Chris. This is where we make you 1% better every day. We're talking workouts, nutritions, habits, hydration. Today, what we really want to hammer on is because people are outside, right? And we were talking about outside workouts earlier with Joe. Joe's going to give us some great tips on hydration, staying hydrated and not the way you would normally think, but also ways to increase your performance with hydration.
Correct. Yeah, man. So like you were saying, hydration, everybody's, they're outside. And even like last week here in Colorado, we experienced extra cold, mm-hmm. extra cold, especially for around here. And being so dry, like we were just saying, it's a very dry cold. It dries us out. It's literally sucking the moisture right out of us just walking around, much less working out or anything. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's harder to drink water and like think about that during these cold times, but it's even more important than say during the summertime. Summertime, it's not as dry. Even though the sun's beating on you and stuff, it's not sucking that moisture out of you in the same way. Mm-hmm. So, like a lot of people right now, I mean, if you're paying attention to yourself and you got a lot of like dry skin throughout your body, especially where your armpits, you know, anything that could chafe, and then like lips, you know, like plenty of chapstick, throwing that on, but. One way to not need those as much is to be staying properly hydrated throughout the winter by drinking your water. Right. And then it's not just drinking your water. So drinking is the first step. But then what it is in the quality that you're drinking is the second. Mm-hmm. You got to really think about this. So if you're just drinking water and it has nothing in it, it's just plain water. Let me break that down for you a little bit. We're missing pH, we're missing electrolytes, we're missing minerals and healthy sodium levels in your body. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you're just drinking it and just peeing it out. Mm-hmm. It's just constantly going through. There's no proper hydration. There's no way to hold it. Mm-hmm. So like one of the things that I recommend, and I'm no scientist or anything like that, a doctor, but these are the things that I've experienced that make a huge difference is, for one, adding like what I love is pink Himalayan salt. Yeah. Sea salt works good too, but it doesn't have the dense mineral base that pink Himalayan salt has. And those minerals are going to really help you retain proper hydration. Mm-hmm. And the sodium, yeah, there's a whole thing on there about too much sodium. There's certain types of sodium. You do not want processed sodium. You don't want just that table salt. You don't want the sodium levels that are in your sandwich meats and stuff. We're talking like natural sodium sources, meaning like that pink Himalayan salt, sea salt. There's many other things that will have it in there, kind of even some meats and stuff will have that, but you're not going to be able to get it as much as you can out of just sprinkling a little pink Himalayan salt on your stuff.
Even with people who are concerned about blood pressure,
yes.
Right? Because they're like, if I have too much salt, it'll raise my blood pressure. Well, the opposite's true as well. If you are dehydrated and you're not holding on to that water, it can also increase blood pressure.
Yeah.
And plus, we're seeing a lot of science that comes out that losing 1 pound of fat is even more impactful than cutting out your sodium, right?
And better for their blood pressure. Yeah, 100%.
So 1 pound of fat was equal to, I think, about 10 deciliters.
I do remember this one a while back, and I believe you're right,
And salt was about 1 deciliter change.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not the huge impact that people really think it has, even though there is some, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to give that discredit.
100%, yeah.
But getting active and losing body fat seemed to have more of an impact on overall blood pressure, as well as staying hydrated, like you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, and like what you're saying there with the body fat is always the number one. Excess body fat is always the number one thing that I would look at first with any type of high blood pressure, with any type of element that comes your way. That would be the first thing I would look for, mm-hmm. because no matter what, you're gonna be. in a better state of being to take on whatever comes your way, being more fit. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean you have to be super lean six pack and stuff. You just want to have a healthy BMI.
Absolutely.
And then there's also a little bit, you know, just tap on it real quick. You could be too low.
Yep.
I mean, I have a few people that I've worked with and are working with where their body fat, they just can't seem to get up high enough. So their hormone levels are all thrown off. You know, they can't sustain a healthy immune system mm-hmm. because it takes healthy, sustainable fat to be yep. able to do that.
Absolutely. Yep. And then another thing people don't really think about when they think about hydration is yeah. injury rate.
Yes.
Right?
Big time.
So injury rate goes sky high when you don't have that good hydration going.
Yeah, people, like some people will say, I don't know why, I'm always stretching, doing all this stuff, but I still tore a tendon or a ligament mm-hmm. or whatever might have happened. Well, how hydrated were you before you went and did that? Because that's going to add a lot of that elasticity in your system.
Yeah, elasticity. Yeah,
elasticity, yep.
Yep, absolutely. So another thing that I'll have some athletes do as well, and I got this from Cal Dietz, right, from Minnesota
okay,
strength
yeah,
and
yeah.
conditioning coach.
Yeah.
Is actually taping your mouth shut at night because that
taping it shut.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't heard of that. I know him.
So
but
it's sleep tape, right? So it has breathable holes through it so you can still
yep.
breathe. And even if you have a CPAP, you can still use it, right? Because it goes over your nose and everything like that. So it's just shutting your mouth, right? Because if you go next to a mirror and you go,
yeah,
right? And you take that breath out, a bunch of moisture comes out, right? Versus if you have your mouth closed, breathe out your nose,
mm-hmm.
there's not as much. So you're losing less moisture through the night. And then the other thing that, you know, this is a little off topic, but another thing it does is it shuts down the hormone to have to pee at night.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden you have a better quality of sleep and you stay hydrated.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many benefits of staying properly hydrated. That is huge. I haven't heard of the one with the tape on the mouth.
Nice.
That makes all the sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I actually try to help people just be more conscious of the way they sleep due to that. Like when they say they're waking up super dry mouth, waking up, you know, drool on the pillow and stuff like that.
Right.
So like I have them just kind of angle their head in a way when they're sleeping. Of course, as long as it's healthy and they feel good about their neck positioning, in a way where they can breathe out of their nose and their mouth will stay shut kind of with just gravity. Because
mm-hmm.
usually we always sleep and our chin's tucked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we only tuck our chin, then our jaw drops mm-hmm. easier, much easier. Mm-hmm. And then we're just breathing out of our mouth. Well, why don't you try to keep your head more neutral or even facing up just slightly
mm-hmm.
and watch how easy it is to keep your mouth closed. It's much easier. And like you were saying, better quality sleep, hands down.
Oh.
Especially breathing out of your nose because it's it also puts your body into like a remedy state. When you're breathing out of your mouth, it's not as slow and consistent. Mm-hmm. And when you're breathing out of your nose, it kind of puts you into like, you know what it's like when you're sleep, like a lot of parents out there, when you're sleeping, holding your child and you can feel them breathing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like just, it's soothing you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing essentially to yourself when you're breathing out of your nose.
Yeah. It's a huge, that belly breath that I hammer on all the time.
Yes.
And I was talking to Dave last time because you mentioned the chin tuck.
Yeah.
And looking at skulls of our ancestors compared to the skulls now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the skulls then had these, you know, really good facial features, structures. And
strong,
now
yeah.
Yeah, and now you see, you know, skulls today, their chin's kind of back and you have more of a flat face and some—
Our jawline's more
yeah,
narrow and
more
everything.
More narrow and everything.
Yep.
And some people believe that's due to, you know— the way we're sleeping and the way we're breathing.
I believe that 100%. I mean, I think everything, so much has to do with the way that we're breathing. Even like so between, not to get too far off subject, but
right.
between breathing and hydration, those are like the number one things to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
If you are feeling a little off, if you want to increase, say, a healthier lifestyle, just because, say, breathing, like you were saying, that belly breathing. I mean, when I'm conscious of that, like I feel all my muscles engaging properly.
Mm-hmm.
When I catch myself breathing in my chest and I'm doing something, I'm like, why did I get that little tweak?
Mm-hmm.
And I think about the way I was breathing during that lift or during whatever it was I was doing, I can 100% like place it that I was breathing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like my support was not in the right places, my muscles were not active, and I wasn't getting the proper oxygen to them.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's because, you know, people like me and you are very in tune with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to see, but it's still something to now, like, say, once you know this, take into consideration the next time you pick something up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, are you breathing? Are you holding your breath? Like, how are you doing that when you're moving around, whether it's something in your garage or lifting weights?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. So going back to the hydration, right? Because we see this time and time again, especially in the science literature.
Yeah.
Of performance just going through the roof when people are properly hydrated. So give people kind of a morning routine that they could do.
So a great morning routine is, for one, always drink a glass of water before you do anything else. Number one, what that does is it helps get your body a little kickstarted. Get your digestive system like, hey, I'm awake. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to start breaking things down, ready to be active. If you start, even if you drink some coffee right before, that's your first thing of the day, right before you do anything else, it makes it so your digestive goes into this kind of like overactive state. Because it's like you waking up in an emergency. The house is all suddenly on fire. That's what's kind of happening every morning. You give your body food or coffee before you give it water. When you give mm-hmm. it water, it's like waking up like you want to. Mm-hmm. Nice and slow, you know, the birds chirping out the window, all that good stuff. That's how you want to wake up your digestive system. Get that thing so it's aware of what's going down. Two, the hydration starts right off the bat, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to get, I mean, I know if there's a lot of people that try to get that gallon of water in, or whatever per pound that you weigh, whatever way that you're measuring your water, 16-ounce glasses, whatever way you're measuring your water, it's hard to get it in. So if you get mm-hmm. it in first thing, you already have a leg up. Mm-hmm. And then another thing that I really like to do myself is with whatever I'm going to be drinking, I'll just sprinkle, even in my water or a protein shake, whatever it might be, just sprinkle a little pink Himalayan salt in mm-hmm. there. One thing what that does is it's like we've talked about it before. It's kind of like pre-workout.
It really is.
It stimulates you. Those minerals and stuff help you retain that hydration. And a lot of people that I know, particularly right now, because it's so cold out and they're not realizing the hydration that's being like taking out of them, is cramping this time of year. Mm-hmm. So that pink Himalayan salt, not to like beat that to death, but between doing that, paying attention to your pH levels, so always changing up your water. So if you're always drinking water out of your tap, which isn't too bad in most places, but always pay attention and kind of test your water if you can to see how that pH level is. You want to change them up a little bit.
How do people test that?
So you can get water pH level tests even, I believe, like I got one at Ace Hardware. So any places that would have
Ace Hardware.
Even. Ace Hardware wow. even had it, yeah. So you can even get them at even a pool store. Okay. You know, all you want to do is a pH test.
Right.
That's it. So you can just get a glass of water, dip the stick in there, and kind of match up the coloring just to see where it's at. Perfect. And changing that up, as well as having those healthy minerals and paying attention to your electrolytes, which you can get, of course, through fruits and stuff like that. Fruits, I want to say, is probably one of the best ways to get your electrolytes.
People don't think about that.
People do not. They don't. I mean, if you think about a fruit, it's very vibrant and stuff. Yeah, you got the antioxidants and stuff like that. But you think about how much that sun gives to that fruit. Say like an orange is easy for us to see, right? That's in mm-hmm. Florida. That's where we know where they all
Sunshine
grow.
State.
Yeah, the Sunshine State. The sun is that orange is just absorbing that sun. You know, so what you want, and electrolytes come from all that absorbing of the sun, of the minerals that are taken from the tree and the ground. So think about how vibrant that orange looks. That's how you want to be. So eat those types of things. Any type of citrus fruit is going to have way more, or citrus fruit is going to have way more electrolytes than any other sort of fruit.
Right. Anytime I get hydrated like that, or I take the salt and I drink a salt shake, or I sometimes I'll just take a spoon and put salt in my mouth and down it with water.
Yeah.
My muscles just feel so much fuller when I go to workout.
100%.
I feel so much stronger, and yep. I feel like I'm ready to go, you know? It's almost like my muscles have like cushion on them.
Yeah.
Like that's the best way I can describe it.
It's like a protective, a feeling to me. Like what I like to compare it to is I don't wear braces and stuff, but mm-hmm. I would imagine what it feels like is you have braces on everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you're mm-hmm. just a little more tense, a little more full,
mm-hmm.
ready to go. And with having all this proper hydration and stuff, and what we talked about with electrolytes, the pH and the minerals and stuff, having proper levels of those two also help with your hormone levels.
Yeah.
They help with your gains. They're going to help with your recovery. They're going to help with your mental state. Because when you are dehydrated, for the first thing that starts to go is your mental state.
Oh, yeah.
People don't even realize sometimes why they're so irritated and frustrated. Man, get that guy a glass of water. It'd change his whole day.
Get him a Snickers.
Yeah, get him a Snickers. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But, like, seriously, it makes a massive difference in so many ways of your life.
Yeah, because, I mean, you think about carbohydrate, right?
Yes.
It's in the name. If you want to pull those carbohydrates in your muscles for fuel, they need hydration.
Yes.
Right? So we talked about bringing a fuller muscle pump and stuff. A lot of that's why it's happening, right, is mm-hmm. because you have that hydration pulling all those nutrients in your muscle, yeah. right?
Yep.
So this is the Cerebral Edge with Coach Chris. He's Joe Ruggiero. We're going to be back, and we're going to tell you how to make your water taste a little better if you really don't like water that much. Thanks for tuning in on Saturday on KPPF. Welcome back to the Cerebral Edge, where we make you 1% better every day. And I think today we're making them at least 10% better with just these tips.
Heck yeah.
So, Joe, a lot of listeners out there are like, I hate the taste of water, which I don't get because I don't mind it, right? I don't think it has a flavor. But some people go, it just tastes so nasty. What can I do to make my water taste better and get me properly hydrated?
Well, I do have something to say on that right there. I do have a lot of people that have said that, you know, water tastes nasty. But when you're super, say, worn out, the heat's been beating on you, what are you thinking about? Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a lot of people say, oh, I don't like the taste of water. But no matter who you are, at some point in your life, you have the want for a nice cold glass of water. So I try to put that out there just to kind of get their head wrapped around a little bit. But a lot of things that I like to do is kind of just mix it up naturally. Again, add those electrolytes. So add some type of fruit to your water. Mm-hmm. What I like to do is for me, I just take a bunch of ice. I take whether it's an orange, a lemon. Lemon, the higher the citrus in the fruit too, the healthier your pH levels in your body will be.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you do just a lemon water, which is fine, just take, like, a wedge of lemon, squeeze it in there, and throw that wedge right in your water,
mm-hmm.
drink it up, that's going to help bounce pH levels throughout your day and stuff. Mm-hmm. So having healthy pH levels has a ricochet of effect of benefits for, one, your hormones, two, your thyroid, three, your digestive. Like, it's crazy good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So to make it taste a little better, I would always add, like, a gallon jug, throw some ice in there, throw some oranges or whatever I'm going to go with, and usually it's always a citrus fruit, and I kind of beat it up. So I mix the ice up with the oranges, no water in there yet, just so it beats the orange and the pulp a little bit. And then, of course, dump the water, leave it overnight, and it's easy to drink, easy to go.
Mm-hmm.
Something, too, that could be even simpler on the go is, say, get a good source lemon juice, so straight, there's nothing added. When I say good source, when you look on the back of it and it says ingredients, it should just say lemon juice,
mm-hmm.
nothing else. Take those little containers that you can find, whatever look like a lemon, just squirt that in your water throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, squirt that in the morning or whatever. Whatever, mm-hmm. whenever you're using it, that is a great on-the-go.
Right.
There's also really good, like, stevia things if you need them. If you really want to turn it up a little bit, get some berry type of feel. I mean, I always, again, would like to go back to the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more natural you go, the more benefits you're going to come from it.
Right.
Period.
And I love the natural approach, right, and getting the lemon and stuff. But sometimes I have my clients that still are like, that's a no-go. It still tastes
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
In my point of view, it always seems better to get it in the knot. So
yeah.
I'll even recommend Crystal Light packages to people.
And that's what I was just going to say,
yep.
is those Stevia Crystal Light package.
Yep.
But what I would do with those packets is, because
perfect.
I always love to be on the healthier side of things, look for the ones that are just sweetened by Stevia. Don't have any food coloring in them. No artificial flavoring. Things like that you do not need in your system. Just adds mm-hmm. inflammation. Again, with proper hydration will help you flush your inflammation out of your system.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not hydrate properly, then most of the time you actually hold a lot more, you retain a lot more water.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are dehydrated and you notice things like your ankles and hands are swollen, it's because you need, like, your body starts to retain whatever it can water-wise.
Yeah.
So you start to blow up a little bit. Just to kind of go on off on a little tangent there, but the flavored thing I would say always goes towards natural. There's tons of those different packs out there where you can just mix in your water. Otherwise, cut it. Cut what you're doing. Like, say if you're gonna drink juice, cut the juice in half. Perfect. I mean, if we really just got to get down to getting that water in, I mean, I'm not a big fan of orange juice because it has tons of added sugars. So, but if that's what you like, take that orange juice, fill the glass up half of water, dump the orange juice in the rest of the way. Do that a couple times.
That's some great tips from Joe Ruggiero.
Ruggiero.
How do people get a hold of you, Joe?
So you guys can reach me on Facebook, Different Kind of Strong. You can text me or give me a call, 802-384-9992 or differentkindofstrong@gmail.com.
This has been the Cerebral Edge with Coach Chris. As always, you can get a hold of me at cerebraledge1@gmail.com. Bring me some questions so that way I can ask some of these guys what you guys want to do. I think today was a great episode because we talked about hydration, which can be useful in any sport, whether you're an avid hiker, right? Whether you're a weekend warrior, softball player, anything.
Stay at home, no matter what it is.
Stay at home, no matter what.
Quality of life.
Thank you for spending your Saturday with us. And this has been the Cerebral Edge, where we make you 1% better every day on KPPF Radio.